Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What in God's green earth just happened here? Hello?
Yeah, we're here, broadcasting live from the sun.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on the sun. It literally just came out of nowhere.
Well, you always want to be the star of your own show.
I am the star of the show.
Well, there you go. The spotlight is on you.
All right, I'm moving. Starting next week, I'm going to be where you're hiding so that I can keep this damn sun out of my eyes.
You're the feature.
Oh, my God. What's up, everybody? Everybody have a good Christmas?
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Studios.
Broadcast facility.
And directly under the sun. But don't you want your AC company, you know, to have a skylight?
No, but I definitely want my AC company to be able to get my AC working. And that's what these guys do.
They do.
So it definitely works. I heard from Caleb.
Nice. How's he doing?
Caleb's coming. All right. He has no idea where he's going.
Okay.
But he was going to the pizza shop today.
Yeah, we moved studios and we're here still, same team intact, just different locations. We're mobile.
Yeah,
pretty much all my jobs are mobile now.
You think we can get producer to the stars to get the stars out of my eyes?
Well, if Steve could take one of the curtains and put it up on the ceiling,
that's what we're gonna have to do. I'm gonna have to get with Mitch, and we need to run from the ceiling down, so that I can concentrate on.
But how great of a show is it? You can talk, you can inform people.
And get burned.
And get a tan. I mean, it's a great setup.
I stopped by. I talked with Mike Schultze concerning the upcoming bowl game Monday at Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah.
Thank you. The sun moved.
That's a great
It's a little bit better. I want to go see the coaches.
The coaches of?
Of Wisconsin and LSU.
Okay.
So the LSU coach, I can't remember. I'm having a brain fart. I came from Notre Dame. You know the story, right?
No.
So he was the head coach at Notre Dame.
Okay.
He runs away from Notre Dame, like coaches are allowed to do, which is the one reason why I like that college players can now get in the portal and leave.
Okay. Yeah.
Because if coaches can do it,
sure.
Why can't players?
Right. I mean, how many players go to a school just because of the coach, right? They have a great relationship. They have a great walkthrough. They promise them the world.
And then they leave.
And then leave.
And that's what Brian Kelly did. He left Notre Dame and he went to LSU.
Okay.
One of the funniest things ever. It's maybe we should do this at some point. Funniest things to ever happen.
Okay.
Did you ever hear the call when the guy gets fired for making a racist comment live on the air? He's the former play-by-play guy of the Reds.
Okay.
And he's apologizing in the middle of, and I can't even pronounce Nick's last name. He ended up playing for the Phillies, Nick Castellanos or something like that. So he's making this apology.
Okay.
And he's like, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for what I... And there it is, a long drive to left. And he goes into the home run call in the middle of his apology.
Okay.
Brian Kelly, in his first press conference at LSU, all of a sudden had a Southern accent. He never had one when he was at Notre Dame.
That's nice.
And then once he's, I want to welcome everybody here. Like, what?
Oh, it's a method acting.
And we'll probably see Brian Kelly within the next couple of days. I don't know if he'll be at Splitsville tomorrow.
Okay.
I believe that Steve wants to issue a challenge to you on the bowling alleys.
Oh, you get crushed.
But neither one of you can use the holes in the ball.
Yeah, I don't use
them. Because you don't do it anyway.
Nah, I'm always.
Okay.
That's good. I saw one play-by-play announcer. He he was getting fired or he decided to quit, and he just went on a crazy tirade of a play-by-play at the end of the thing, and he's like, I don't care, I quit anyway, and he just goes off.
And that's why, all the time, even Jack Harris didn't get to say goodbye. you know, when he got let go, you know, at 970. It's because you never know what they're going to say.
Yeah.
The challenge is the station never knows what you're going to say.
Sure.
You know, so imagine if they knew you, they were firing you, right, even though you have been and refused to leave. You're going to say whatever anyway.
But I identify as a guy who's not been fired. I identify as an employed radio personality, even a star at times.
Well, as long as you identify as that and that not exactly is. We will have a guest later on in the third hour.
Really?
Your champion, Sam Alvey.
Oh, nice.
You know, the problem being an athlete, a celebrity, you know, whatever. And to be honest, I do the same thing. Like, if I don't recognize the number, I let it go straight to voicemail.
Okay.
You know, between what I do on, you know, my side gigs, sure, my this, the, you know, John Waite called. I didn't recognize his number. So, and it hit me as I was driving here, listening to the song, Missing You. I'm like, oh, that's John Waite. I didn't answer his phone. So that's what Sam Alvey did. And that's what a lot of guys do. If they don't recognize it, it just shows you that my number's not in their phone like their number is in mine.
But I think with technologies, I mean, a lot of times the phone will guess who they think is calling you. So my phone, at least the iPhone, it says maybe.
Yeah.
In a Sam Alvey, right? It might not say smiling, but it might say Sam Alvey. And then you're like, oh, I know that. But if it says...
But what if it's not? It says maybe. It could be Gene Simmons.
Could be.
You know, when you think it's Sam Alvey.
Oh, I mean, either one of those, you would take the call either way.
And you know the newest scam. I know this has really nothing to do, but we're here to educate the public. That, you know, when spammers and scammers will call you and you say hello or whatever, they'll say, can you hear me?
Oh, when we say yes.
Now they have you saying yes, and then they can plug it in like, you know, charge this guy $100,000. Is that okay? And you have the yes.
Ah, that's brilliant. The scammers are always one step ahead.
They are.
I mean, and they work hard. I mean, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Call those numbers and, like, talk on the phone all day.
In hopes that one person answers.
All you need is one.
Well, that's true.
I mean, at the sales game. You know, it's like...
The biggest joke going around, at least in the Tampa Bay area.
Ooh.
Okay. So... Everybody loves Baker Mayfield right now.
Love him.
Okay. What was funny is I'm on the Facebook pages. So wherever the road game, I don't even remember where they played before. And I guess he fumbled at the 3-yard line and then they took it in. If I could have told you how many posts on Facebook, get rid of him. He's a bum. He stinks. He's this, see that. Mm-hmm. And then he lights it up. It was in Green Bay. And then, you know, he's the only quarterback in the history of mankind to ever have a perfect rating, whatever. So now the lunatics in the Tampa Bay area believe that Baker Mayfield is better than Mahomes.
Okay.
I'll show you the post.
I'm saying, all right, go ahead.
And then I came back with me being me. If money wasn't the object, you know, Mahomes is getting, I don't know, 38, 48, 68, $100 million a year, and poor Baker's only getting a couple million. Which quarterback would you take? And they're like, well, if money didn't matter, Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
What?
All right. I mean, that's just, they just don't know what they're talking about.
Well, no, it's, and I'm okay, but it's the same people that said get rid of Baker 6 weeks ago.
Well, look, he's a dog. You know, you got a lot of heart. He plays hard.
Love the guy.
He plays the game the way it's supposed to be played, with passion and just sacrificing his body. You know, you don't see that very often anymore. You know, so it's refreshing. I'm a fan. I like it. But, I mean, Mahomes is probably going to go down as the greatest quarterback of our era.
Of this decade. Only, okay. Not ever. I mean, he's not going to pass.
No, he won't pass Marino for the
most or Brady.
Failures of winning the Super Bowl.
Failures.
or reaching the Super Bowl. He's already done more than Marino ever did. He has two Super Bowl rings. He tied Elway.
Except for he doesn't have a gold jacket.
It's a matter
of time.
He's already got seated. I mean, it's already fitted for him. So he's probably tried it on.
Yeah, sure he has. Get this ready. Put it in the back room. Steam clean it. You know, I'll need it in about 19 years.
I mean, come on. He's already done in this short career that he's already had is legendary.
If you think so.
You don't think it's legendary?
Legendary? No, legendary is legendary.
What about John Sally? You remember John Sally?
Yeah.
Played basketball.
Yeah.
Was on a talk show called Best Damn Sports, period.
Yeah.
They introduced him on a TV show yesterday, like a game show, and they introduced him as a legendary John Sally.
We were at UFC 612 2 weeks ago when they introduced Tony Ferguson, the legend.
Right.
Tony Ferguson is not a legend.
I agree.
A good fighter, but he's not a legend. It's very disrespectful to legends to call Tony Ferguson a legend.
Is John Sally a legend?
No.
He has rings. He was on teams.
Okay.
They won.
That's fine. It doesn't make...
He's not a legend.
A legend is like, oh my gosh, I need that guy on my team. Do you need Tony Ferguson?
No. Top 10 basketball players of all time, does John Sally ever make your list?
No.
Top 50?
I could make a top whatever, and John Sally's not going to be in it.
Top 100?
I take Rick Mahorn before I take John Sally.
Who's that?
Exactly. Who do you want in a fist fight, Rick Mahorn or John Sally?
I don't know.
I'll take Rick
are.
Mahorn. Rick Mahorn played in Detroit.
Okay.
I believe then he went to Philly.
Okay.
He was your Bill Laimbeer type player.
Right.
He's Draymond Green. I want a whole team of Draymond Greens over a whole team of LeBrons.
Oh, yeah.
Because Draymond will fight every LeBron, and now they'll have nobody on the bench because they can't play.
Have we actually seen LeBron fight, though? I mean, he's got the physique for it. 6'8", long reach, most conditioned athlete on the planet, probably. I mean, if he actually turned it into, like, a combat sport.
Why do you think he's the most conditioned athlete?
I mean, to play basketball at that level, run up and down the court, like that, it's like one of the top three hardest cardiovascular sports on the planet.
I think being a soccer referee is one.
I don't know.
What?
I mean...
A soccer referee.
Yeah, you run a lot.
Yeah.
Well, you're not really close to the ball.
You don't need to be close. He's running. You just said cardio.
Yeah.
Well, the cardio of a ref in soccer, that's why when you see a soccer ref, compare a soccer ref to a Major League Baseball umpire.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Right?
Yeah, no comparison.
I think weighed 600 pounds, you know, calling balls and strikes behind home plate. Let him try to stop a fist fight. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least soccer referees, they're running a lot.
What if LeBron turned it into MMA? 6'8", 250, lean. I mean, he's got a good chance.
A good chance against you and Tony Ferguson.
Oh. Maybe you got Tony.
What about the guy that the UFC just signed you told me about last week?
Yeah, the Cuban dude. Like, that guy's going to be a monster. I think he's like only fought for like 19 seconds total in like four fights.
If we don't take this break, the monster's going to come out because we're already over. How about that? One segment down, 16 to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be right back.
Like they're not shining. Her hair falls perfectly without her trying. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every day.
Hi everybody, Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ole, 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 ole. Ole, 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 ole.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Yes! And I'm just going to start this segment off with this. If you would spend 1/8, 1/16, 1/32nd of the amount of time Steve spends making this show decent, and then there's you doing absolutely nothing. We are now streaming live through this video camera.
Are we really?
Yeah.
So now everybody can see just how ugly you are.
Exactly. I don't have.
That's 4K. That's like, and where did Steve get all those wristbands? Was that a Christmas gift? I mean, this guy can go to Busch Gardens Unlimited now with those wristbands.
Oh, you just turn it inside out so it doesn't have anything on there. What exactly is on the table
here? It's a gift. I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to receive them. I don't know how it works.
Oh, I'm allowed to receive Christmas gifts. I'm just not allowed to give them.
Is that what Hanukkah means? Like you don't celebrate Christmas, right? You guys don't give out gifts.
You guys?
Yeah, you guys.
Or, people. First of all, I'm very offended by the word you guys.
Okay. You people.
Oh, that's better. That's better. Okay.
So explain the difference, because a lot of people don't know. Hanukkah is 8 days of the Jewish faith, right? Celebrating Hanukkah?
Correct.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Okay. It's got the candles?
Yes. Right? It's got the candles. Four on each side.
And you give out gifts every day during the 8 days.
Well, you don't. The Maccabees do.
So who's that?
The Maccabees sneak into the house. How about this? So my granddaughter says to her parents, can Santa leave the gifts outside?
Smart.
Because it's kind of creepy of him walking around our house at night. This is coming from a three-year-old.
Smart kid.
Yeah, very much so.
So the Hanukkah is 8 days, and then it's over.
You've never heard Adam Sandler's 8 crazy nights?
No. But what happens at the end of the 8 day?
It's over.
But is it on Christmas? It ends on the 25th?
No.
It's just a random set of days in the middle of
the summer. Jewish calendar.
Okay. Well,
I think that's Hamas's biggest problem with us, is that we have our own calendar.
I don't know. I don't think that's the biggest problem. Listen. So then Christmas is celebrated on December 25th, and you guys celebrate both. Like, you guys are, you're allowed to be both, right?
But what do you mean allowed, and do you mean by you guys?
Okay, so I'm an American citizen. Born here.
So am I.
Born here.
You're such a
raised
jackass.
Here. Right? I can only have one citizenship. If I go to Brazil, and I'm married in Brazil, I have a marriage certificate in Brazil. But in order to become Brazilian, I have to denounce my U.S. citizenship, and become Brazilian.
I don't know how true all of that is.
Well, my wife, because she was born in Brazil, came here, became a U.S. citizen. She is dual.
Okay. First of all, what does citizenship have to do with religion, first of all? Before you talk. And one of my favorite co-hosts of all time, Dave Kokotis, has three citizenships.
Well, where was he born? Depends on where he was born.
He was born in Canada.
Well, see, that's the reason.
Because if you take the three and divide by two, the conversion rate?
Carry the one.
Right.
But I'm just saying that in that part, you can't. I can't be both. My wife's dual. My kids are dual. I can't have two. But in religion, you guys are allowed to have two. You can celebrate Jewish Hanukkah, and then you can turn around and celebrate Christmas. So are you guys accepting applications?
you are such an idiot.
Why? I want to celebrate two different holidays in the same month.
Yeah, you don't need permission. You can do anything you want. Just recognize that you want to celebrate more than one.
You get 9 days of gifts.
You could do that.
It's an amazing.
In today's world, you can do any damn thing you want to.
So this is your, I guess, your ninth Hanukkah gift?
Well, no. First of all, this looks like Christmas paper.
Oh, you have special papers.
We have Hanukkah paper.
What does it look like?
It's blue. Why is that funny?
It's blue paper.
It's blue paper.
Okay.
Yeah. This looks like Christmas. The first thing you would do when you see this package is think it's Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so this is
on with the show.
This is a gift for, it's a communal gift. Maybe.
Is that allowed?
To share?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, you never seem to share. Well,
communal means you share it.
So you're only sharing when it's somebody else's gift.
What are you talking about? Well, what do you want me to share? I share my life with you guys.
Well, we'd like you to share things we want. What's going on MMA-wise? What's going on in the MMA world? We'll get back to the Christmas gift in a minute.
Yeah. MMA world, I mean, I don't know. It's not MMA, but your boy Deontay, the Bronze Bomber, bombed last week.
Oh, he bombed.
He looked bad.
And he turned down how many millions to fight Joshua?
Bad.
He looked like bad. A three deal? I mean, he's done.
He wants to do MMA. He wants to come over to the dark side.
Good for him.
Does he have any chance at MMA?
Again, I'm going to say the same thing that I've said to you so many times, I'm tired of saying it.
Okay.
A good boxer will beat a good MMA fighter in boxing.
Right.
A good MMA fighter will beat a good boxer in MMA. And until somebody changes my mind. Now, of course, all of you screaming in the back, well, Ngannou beat Tyson Fury. Well, he didn't.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, right. I mean, he didn't. You know, and if it went by, you know, the fans, John Jones would have another loss on his record. But it only matters what the three sitting rings on.
Sure.
All right. And I still think Tyson Fury won that fight. But until somebody comes in, it's the same as what you were saying about LeBron. The size
right.
of Deontay Wilder. We don't know anything about. Can he do it? Probably not. But who is going to fight him in the heavyweight division? If he was to come in and since you want to think he's going to reach for the stars, and he comes and fights in the UFC. What fighter do you think he would fight? I mean, one of the big names or one of the... Because, again, at his size...
Right.
Are you going to take a guy that size down? Are you going to be able to get your arms around him? I'm still going to take the MMA fighter. Like John Jones versus Deontay Wilder. John Jones would beat Deontay Wilder and Francis Ngannou at the same time.
That's a bold statement.
Well, it could become a WWE event.
I mean, Brock Lesnar.
We're seeing a lot of WWE events at UFC events.
Brock Lesnar is probably the best ever to transition over, right? I mean, you think he was probably the best to come from another sport to the highest, I mean, to win the heavyweight championship, which is, you know, revered as the most important championship of all the belts.
Yeah, I mean, because of what he did. And I call Brock Lesnar a legend. You know, we were talking about legend before. What Brock Lesnar did, how he did it, how quickly he did it. I mean, you almost got to call Alex Pereira a legend to win two divisions.
Have you seen he wants to fight for the heavyweight?
How about that? Can you imagine if he does that too?
That's a big boy. I mean, he cuts down so much to get to the weight class. So heavyweight's not too far out of reach for him.
It's not, but it would matter who he's going to fight for the title.
Right.
I mean, John Jones has bulked up quite a bit, so he's now a big heavyweight. I would like to see that. But no, back to Brock Lesnar. I have said it for a long, long time. What that guy did, you know, from that first fight from the Shane Carwin fight, you know, where he pretty much got handed round one. I still think that fight should have been stopped in the first round with Carwin winning. And when it didn't, big ups to Brock Lesnar to come out in round two and finish the fight. Brock Lesnar is a freak, so yeah. But do you not have to also throw Holly Holm in that?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe not as quick as what Brock did.
Well, Brock came from, you know, NCAA wrestling and WWF or E wrestling scripted.
By ways of the Minnesota Vikings.
What?
He had a cup of coffee there.
Sure. So, I mean, but to go from that to champion.
For sure.
It's
And don't you think, even though, yes, WWE, AEW, all of that is scripted, but doesn't that add some legitimacy? I don't know what legitimacy is, but to what these guys and girls, guys, you know, that we can't say people, that word anymore, but people, what they do and how good they are.
Sure.
That, yes, they're performers, but they still are athletes. A lot of times people don't think they are.
Right.
They're like, oh, they're just performers. You know, tell me Logan Paul is not an athlete.
All right, the beast.
AJ Styles. You know, some of them are brutal. Some of them are really bad athletes and really bad actors. You know, when you miss by 6 feet.
Yeah.
You know, but I am so impressed with Logan Paul.
Yeah, he's a monster.
I saw something. I think it was The Undertaker talking about Logan. And recently, Logan Paul was wrestling the mask guy. I can't even think of his name. It'll come to me.
Jim Carrey?
No, the wrestler.
Jim Carrey was the mask.
Yeah, he was the mask. Dominic, I can't. The son is Dominic. I can't think of his name.
I don't watch.
But he came off the rope backwards and went too far.
Oh.
And The Undertaker was like, anybody else might not have been able to do what Logan Paul did. Logan Paul was able to adjust, catch him properly, and basically save him from serious injury. Rey Mysterio, who we may be getting on the show at some point when we broadcast live in Vegas.
Oh,
he lives in Vegas.
Nice.
We've talked to the people, and Rey, once I get approval from the UFC to bring him to the Apex, Rey Mysterio will be doing the show.
Nice.
We're going to be giving that BKFC signed by card, SBC.
Okay.
For a long time, I didn't even know what that meant, signed by card.
I have a great frame for it.
Unfortunately, A, you didn't win.
What do you mean?
And B, you're not eligible.
Dang it.
Yeah.
You always do that. You always give the good stuff away.
That's the point of giveaways.
I would have a great collection if I could be eligible.
This is going to go back to when we were... All right, I'm going to explain how we were able to pick and what entries were excluded.
Oh, you excluded people.
In the giveaway. We will talk about that when we return. Broadcasting live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Give them a call, 727-954-3605. I prefer from midnight to 4 in the morning. That's the best time to call that number and tell them that your AC is out. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerate. We'll be right back. Dancing to a different drum. Can't you see what's going on deep inside your heart? Hi, I'm Monty Grammatico. Always searching for the...
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's college bowl season in your backyard. ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face-to-face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickell and Wisconsin Badgers collide head-on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl championship trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
All right, we are back with you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. And I hate to ever give you credit.
Okay.
There's very little, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Yes.
There's very little you've brought to this show.
Yeah.
And how long have we been stuck with you?
Too long.
Yeah. Well, you know where the door is. Getting that Hulk Hogan liner almost added a couple days of putting up with you.
Nice. I'm glad I can bring something to the show. That's part of the job, to bring something of value every time I come here.
Well, but you don't every time.
I brought a gift today. Happy Hanukkah. Oh, sorry.
In Christmas paper. Schedule coming up. Broadcasting from the Consumer Electronics Show in the Apex in early January. Going to the PGA show late January.
I love the PGA Tour.
Do you really?
I love the show. I think it's awesome. I didn't realize there were so many things golf oriented, but there's
like golf clubs,
well, carts,
golf bags,
clubs, finders, like viewfinders, like magnetic this and like apps for that. And I mean, there's a subculture in the golf industry of a whole sector of things you didn't even know you needed to play the game.
But you know, it's not just that. We've gone to the Surf Expo.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. We went to. And it's in the car. I do need to bring this and show you what I got. So Steve and I went to, I don't even remember what kind of show it was in Vegas. You know, we were killing time in between things when we were there a couple of weeks ago. And Fantasy Pets, which we sent some Fantasy Pets to Cody Garbrandt. And we sent them to Mike Perry. And then I requested one.
Okay.
Where do you see this bad boy?
Yeah.
It's in the car. And during one of the breaks, I'll go get it, and we'll open that thing up.
So what is a Fantasy Pet?
Digital. It's made from a digital printer.
Oh, okay.
And all these things, you know, Steve and I ran across one, I think it was in Salt Lake, and it's a printer. And you know that they can make anything from these digital printers.
Wow.
Anything. People have robbed banks with things that they make from a digital printer.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, it's crazy what they can. It's insane.
I mean, you can build a house with 3D printers now. I mean, you can build cars. AI can record your voice. I mean, you don't even have to be like a real person anymore.
No, it's definitely insane. So I'm going to go get that maybe during the top of the hour and I'll bring it in. All right. So the BKFC poster from Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Signed by the card. I haven't even opened it.
Biggest card so far. I mean, of BKFC history by far.
Sure. You know, and we'll get back to the giveaway. How do you top that? You know, it was a great card. But typically, fans look at names. They don't look at the fighters. You know, we see that at the UFC when Steve and I are there at the very beginning, and it's empty. You know, they only care about the main event or the co-main event. I mean, how do you get a better card other than having Mike Perry fight again?
And the way that
have Lorenzo Neal as the co-main?
I mean, but the way the fight went down, because a lot of times the main event, the build-up, the hype doesn't match up to the execution of the fight. You know, injuries.
In anything.
Right. So
that's football games. It's everything.
So to have the hype of the build-up, to have the Eddie Alvarez being a dog and a legend in the sport, and the Mike Perry, and then for them to go in to have that
legend?
Slugfest.
Legend?
Pioneer?
I could go Pioneer.
Okay.
Pioneer. You know what is, he's the underground king.
Yeah, the underground king.
You know, yeah, you know, I'm okay with Pioneer.
But just the way that fight played out, it met and exceeded expectations, in my opinion. And it's going to be hard to beat that going forward.
But Dave Feldman will be on next week, you know, to talk about 2024, once we're in 2024. Mike Perry's the guy right now.
Yeah.
And I like Dave Mundell, but I think it's hilarious what Mike Perry is doing to Dave Mundell. Just ignoring him.
Yeah.
You know, Mundell wants to fight him.
Sure.
They fought before in a different promotion, you know, different category. And he's like, Perry's been on our show and said, you know, we're not going to fight. He doesn't deserve it. All right. So back to the poster real quick, because, you know, I'll forget.
Yeah.
I had very distinct directions.
Okay.
Okay. This is, well, you saw the post. We're giving away this poster, blah, 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 blah. Compliments of BKFC and David Feldman. Go to knockoutradio.com and send your name and address.
Yep.
Over half of the entries did not send their address.
Email address or physical address?
How do I mail it? Through an email. Your address. Obviously, your address. I didn't think of that maybe some people are thinking that.
Yeah.
You know, but.
So if you send in your email address or your physical address, it's important.
Right, then we might need to wait then. Because we did the drawing.
Oh, you did?
Well, we did the drawing, but I excluded all of those that did not have an address.
Did people put their email address?
I'll have to go back and look
now. Oh.
You know, I was looking for mailing address.
Yeah, because giving out people's physical address in today's modern world,
yeah,
it's risky.
Right. How am I supposed to get the poster to you?
Well, but only after you win.
So now I have to go through an extra step. So I do the drawing.
Out of safety to the public, I think it's important.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's consumer safety comes first.
No, I get that, but so
people don't know you. Like you send their address.
No, I understand that, but if I'm going to send you a prize, then I can give you my address.
Well, let me ask you.
But if I'm a loser and I don't win it, I can't give it to you.
But if I sit, okay, so let's put yourself.
All right, then we're going to have to redo the drawing.
Oh, hold on.
No, I'm just saying, then because of you, I'm going to have to go back to...
Because of me.
Well, because I ruled them all out.
Oh, okay.
I ruled out anybody who didn't give me their physical mailing address.
I just want you to put yourself in their shoes.
Okay.
You're signed up to win a prize, a contest online.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody asks you for your physical address, but you haven't won anything,
mm-hmm,
are you going to submit it? Are you going to voluntarily give out your address to the fortress, to your compound, to where, like, you send it to a random person?
I normally don't register for things for that reason.
Right.
But no, I get that. But
after you win it,
then it's okay.
Then you would submit it because you know that you won.
Really?
I would.
So if we were talking about scammers and spam and all that stuff,
yeah.
So what makes you think that somebody wouldn't say to all 480 people that registered or 1,000 people that registered or whatever the full number is, that they would then just email everybody and say, all right, you won. What's your address? If it's a scammer.
Right, because they're just collecting email addresses
right,
to sell them.
Right.
To clickbait or whatever. Right. But I think in this situation, I think the contest should be something either that they are listening to the show, that, you know, because, you know, like if you watch Regis and what's her husband's name?
Regis's husband.
Kelly and Mark.
I don't know.
Consuelo.
I ever since my cousin said don't talk to him, I've never watched it again.
Well, but they have a show where, like, the next day they have a trivia question. And it's about something that happened on the show.
That's how they give something away.
So I think we should do a trivia, you know, and then base it off of right now, this conversation. And the person who wins gets the
autograph. Well, I can't do that with this poster. You know, because, again, I already put out just all you have to do is register. I can't change the rules in the middle.
Okay.
Okay. And because of you, I'm going to go back and all those that submitted what I felt was not proper. If it has their email address, then I will include them, and then we'll have to redo the drawing.
Okay.
Because I threw them all out.
I like it.
I didn't throw them out. I took them out. Right. Because it's all on my email through the website.
Shows like your age. You know, when you think address, you're not thinking digital.
Right. Well, I'm thinking to mail it.
Right. Because you're old school.
How else am I going to send? All right, I'm going to take a digital photo of it. That's and just that, send them the digital.
Well, that's an NFT.
Right. I'll send them the NFT.
Then you get to keep the
then
original.
Maybe you can't keep
it. So, like, we can keep the poster.
No, we can't do
then
it.
Then we send the coin, the NFT, and we get them the digital copy.
No.
Brilliant.
But I guess I dropped the ball on my description. I should have put send your name and mailing address.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, thankfully, RC from RC's Pizza, Texas Hot. I can't tell you. My friend,
all right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. When we come back, you can address this awesomely.
It was addressed to me.
We'll talk about it when we return.
In the real mail.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Coming to you live from Cool Breeze AC Studios, this is Knockout Radio. All right, people need to know. They got to know who we are. Right?
I know you wasn't paying attention, wasn't? I know you were not paying attention to the song James Brown.
Okay.
I believe that's the song that my buddy Greg Hendrick, his wife, and his mother-in-law were in the Rocky movie where James Brown comes out and sings. And I'm pretty sure that was the song that he sang. And they kept bringing, like, coats. And he would put the jacket on and then, like, throw it in, kind of like the Elvis thing. And that's what they did. They were bringing and got in the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I need to be in a movie. That's the one thing I haven't done lately.
I can suggest one for you. Meets Paul.
What's that mean? I'm supposed to be in a movie in Daytona. I'm supposed to be an extra in a race car movie coming up at the end of January.
Good.
But with January being so action-packed, I mean, we'll be traveling, getting ready for the Super Bowl in February.
I was in a couple episodes of Sequest.
Were you?
I was. I was supposed to be in an episode of Roseanne.
Did you know that the house they use for Roseanne is from my hometown?
Really?
It's in Evansville. It's on, I think the address is 826 Runnymede.
What's that got to do with me being in Sequest?
No, but that's Roseanne. Roseanne. And then the church that they film Roseanne, like in the credits. And then
couldn't tell you.
It's from my hometown.
Okay, great. Did you watch it after she got kicked off?
No, I didn't watch it when it was on.
When she was on. All right, let's go.
Yeah, so this is a gift for you, Randall. I don't know if it's a Jewish gift.
I really don't know who Randall is, but if we need to wait for Randall to get here, it may be a while.
So this is unboxing. You know, you know how much money the YouTubers make from doing, like, have you watched Mr. Beast? Do you know who Mr. Beast is?
Do you not listen to this radio show?
I don't usually.
I know nothing about Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Can I finish?
Yes.
I'm at Tampa Stadium. I'm in the elevator. I've told you the story. And a whole bunch of people flooded the elevator, and they tried to, like, run in front of me, which that's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're pretty good at blocking.
So I infiltrated, you know, the total entourage, have no idea that I'm standing next to some dude who's wearing a Buccaneer jersey, and it said Mr. Beast on the back.
Yeah.
No idea who he is.
So he really...
I do now.
He played for the Bucks.
Yeah, okay.
He signed a contract to play. He was a real $10 million contract.
Okay.
To play for the Buccaneers. He ran out on the field. He brought the team out of the tunnel.
Okay.
Mr. Beast was a former Buccaneer.
Now, my son told me the story about him before, and it didn't hit me, you know, whatever, that he had a light bulb moment. You know, he's an influencer. And his website and his TikTok and his YouTube and all that was blowing up. And he's the one, according to my son, who said, I'm doing something wrong here. I need to dub all of my videos in the language all over the world. Mm. I'm not hitting my... That's why the dude's making, what, $10 million a week or something? That's
unbelievable.
So his videos, he dubs... It's in Indian. It's in, you know, Chinese. It's in... You know, because if you're in China and you don't understand English, you're not... So, yeah, I finally found out who he was.
Where do they speak Indian at?
Indian?
Is that the Hard Rock?
No, that's at the buffet.
It's Hindi.
No, Russell Peters speaks Indian.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Call Russell and tell him.
I will.
Ask Russell what he speaks.
I spoke to him over the weekend.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, can he tell the joke that he normally tells in today's world when he says he's Indian? He's casino Indian, not gas station Indian. That's what he says all the time.
I mean, it's one of the last free...
Or it's the other. He's gas station Indian, not casino Indian.
It's one of the last free speeches left, though. I mean, stand-up
Indian?
Comic. Oh, just stand-up comic in general. I mean, anything else, if it's outside the context of comedy, you really can't say anything like that anymore.
Hey, you guys. You know, that was in... what was that movie? Goonies.
Okay.
You know, when he goes, hey, you guys, you can't say that anymore.
But since the best part about being unemployed this last
season. Is there something good about it?
Yeah, because I've watched all the Mr. Beast videos with my daughters, Morella, Marissa, all day long during this Christmas break. We've watched hundreds of episodes. And the dude's amazing. I mean, his philanthropic arm of his YouTube channels, the games, he has people stay, he buried himself underground for 7 days. He had people spend 100 days in, like, basically an isolation chamber of a man and a woman, just, and they had to share space for, like, 100 days, and then they got 500 grand if they did completed it. I mean, he does so much. Like, he gives away cars and pays tuitions. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, he just got in a world of trouble because he offered to build water facilities in Africa.
He did. He built, drilled them. He, like, took a truck with a drill. He bored holes and brought water to villages all over the country.
And people didn't like it down there.
Why?
You really don't want me to go there, do you?
Yeah.
They were mad because he was white.
Shut up.
Yeah.
So,
what?
Yep. So racism's going the other way?
Yes.
Now?
It's everywhere.
Man, yeah. It goes the other direction.
Yeah, it's definitely crazy.
Wow. Well, yeah, so anyway, so I don't know how we got off track.
I know.
But, yeah, this
nice wrapping job.
Yeah, so Morella made this.
Fantastic
job. My daughter did this. I don't know if this is a Hanukkah gift or a Christmas gift, but
would it matter?
I don't know. Are you offended if it's not the right?
I'm not offended by nothing.
Kind of are.
What am I offended by? Oh, the flag. I am offended by the flag.
Well, we've settled that. At the Gasparilla Bowl.
No, we didn't.
We got you on tape. We got you on film.
No,
I got you right there.
No, I understand. Right, I know what I said.
Said you're not offended by any, you're pissed that any flag touches the ground.
That's, I am.
ISIS, Al-Qaeda's, Hamas. You said any flag.
Any flag should not touch the ground. All right, this is pretty heavy.
It's your gift.
All right. Now, is this from someone?
Well, I just saw we got 12 seconds. 11. this is a gift from my boy RC in Texas.
All right.
Where everything is bigger in Texas. It's hot in Texas.
Do play-by-play if I'm opening this.
Yeah. So Randy took off the Christmas wrapping paper. He was offended by the bow. Are you offended by Bose?
Addressed? No.
Okay.
Addressed to you.
We use a real physical address, not an email address.
Right. So that qualified.
So see?
I like that you use the United States Postal Service.
Yeah. The Canadian Postal Service just didn't cut it. Does Canada have a postal service?
Dead air is not good, dude.
No, I'm just saying, does Canada have mail?
Yes.
What do you do in Canada except leave it? Well, actually, we're going to go to Canada in a couple weeks. Are we going to Toronto?
I am.
What's that, 297? 298?
On the 20th of January. Who do you want to win that? Seriously.
DuPlessis versus
Good Strickland? Good job. Yeah, it's the Strickland fight versus DuPlessis.
Sean's good for the sport. I mean, people are paying attention because of him. I don't think anybody cares that DuPlessis wins. I mean, he's from South Africa. What are you doing?
Destroying this bag.
You never opened a gift before?
Well, yeah, it's taped like with Gorilla Glue.
Can you cover up my home address so people don't see where I live? I got fans.
Yeah. Those two might come to your house.
I don't want them.
Maybe you should have opened this and had it pre-opened. Holy, this guy used a whole thing of duct tape.
My daughter wrapped that. Morella, she's a beast. She's Mrs. Beast.
Oh, my God. All right.
We're going to build a YouTube channel, and she just gives around stuff.
Special batch of Texas hot honey.
Yeah. So you put that on your pizza?
I'm having chicken tonight.
Oh, it's so good.
Is it?
Yeah, so that's my boy, RC. RC is a pizza guy. I met RC at the National Pizza Competition. We started competing for title of best pizza maker in the country.
I'm out. We're going to end this. You finish the show. I'm going to go eat.
RC, he went on to... Here's what's cool about RC. Got to tell you a story real quick. So I met RC doing pizza competitions where all the best pizza makers in the country come together at the expos. We compete for title of best pizza. RC had a passion. He didn't know the craft. He didn't know the industry. So he went to New York, went to Jersey, and he started studying the art of making pizza because he had a dream of opening a pizza place in Texas. And then he did, and he started doing these shows and competitions. And then a few years later, he went and won the Caputo Cup, which is the most coveted title in pizza making. And usually it's always New Yorkers or Italians that win it. And out of Texas, out of the Highlands,
Highlands, really?
Out of Texas, Houston.
Woodlands.
Yeah, the Woodlands.
Yeah.
Right next to Alex Morano's BJJ gym in Texas. RC became the best pizza maker in the country.
This may be.
So this is now.
I'm going to take this one bottle. The second bottle. The first bottle I'm going to give away.
Okay.
To our first guest on Radio Row.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to save this one. I'm going
to
do the other one.
That one's going to the Super Bowl.
This one's
going
to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. So, yeah, so let's see the flavors. Bring them out. We got...
I already did.
Oh, okay.
You were too busy running your mouth, so you didn't see.
What else is in there?
I didn't open this one. Because, see, when I open things, you don't talk.
Well, that one's my gift.
It's for me?
What's it say on it? Open.
I don't read.
Turn it over.
No.
Show the camera.
No.
Show the camera.
No, I'm not doing it.
Don't be that guy.
I'm that guy.
Words are important. Come on. Let's see it. Ready?
It's two more bottles.
Yeah. What does it say? For Matt. That's for the wife.
Oh, wow.
Like, in order to be this, like, home unemployed, you know, relatable, identify as an employee.
Nobody relates to you.
Well, my wife, this is like passage into the house when I come home from a long day. If I come home with
doing you, what?
Working at the radio station.
A long day.
Like, but if I come home with Texas hot honey, then I'm allowed in the house.
Okay. You have one bottle.
No, I'm getting more than one. I'll fight you for the other ones.
You got two bottles. All right. Can we order some chicken? Can you call Chick-fil-A?
Can you put this on your pizza?
No, call Chick-fil-A. Let's get some.
I don't eat hateful chicken.
I do.
Did you see that the controversy with Chick-fil-A in New York?
Yeah, that's so. All right, we'll talk about that the next hour. You know, we're going to break here in about 30 seconds.
But check out, you know, Texas Hot Honey.
Where is this available other than us going to give it away?
I'll have to talk to RC, but I assume it's on his website.
Can you stop by his house? Can you give out his address and let people stop by his house?
Depends on which address you provide, but yeah.
Ding dong. Can I get a bottle of hot and honey?
Texas hot honey. Thanks, RC, for the gift. Thanks for being a part of the show, and can't wait to put this on my pizza tonight.
I'm going to have chicken tonight, and I'm going to put it on my chicken.
Send a review.
I will. On the All right, Facebook. 1 hour down, 2 hours to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Song, 8-Man Strong, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator, broadcasting live from the Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. We'll be back, hour number two.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Another busy travel day in this week between Christmas and New Year's. Flight tracker FlightAware says there have been just over 100 canceled flights throughout the country so far today. As for the roads, CBS's Tom Hansen has that.
This winter storm has left 7 million Americans under winter weather alerts since earlier this week, battling icy conditions.